governor earlier says, now the bridges are in pretty good shape, but long term we still don't have enough funding to really address this problem. And, like, the trip's months.
Well, you know, I certainly, I think the memory of the 35W bridge collapse is still in all of our minds, and it's the worst example, I think, or one of the worst examples nationwide of infrastructure failing and taking lives, unnecessary lives with it. So we certainly need to make sure that we're investing in our infrastructure. I'm really proud of the work that we did this last session to put new real dollars for the first time since 2008 and very significant dollars into our road and bridge infrastructure. You know, whether or not the governor thinks that that's long-term depends, I think, on who's administering the department. But we've provided the funds, and if they want to call them long-term, they're certainly there and able to be used. And who knows, we may take some action in the next session to make them more permanent.
He talked about several times in our availability with him about the gas tax increase that was proposed during the Valenti administration. It sounds like, I mean, he didn't come right out and say it, but it sounds like he still thinks that's the way to go. I assume that's a non-starter for you.
Well, I'm not surprised that Governor Dayton's response to any problem is taxing Minnesotans more. But in a time when we have record surpluses, and we have for years now, I think it's time that, you know, we can spend some of those dollars to improve our road and bridge infrastructure. I think that's what Minnesotans expect us to do with the money. And we can let them share a little bit in that with some tax relief. So, you know, I guess if the governor wants to keep taxing Minnesotans more, he can propose that and go out on the road and try to sell Minnesotans on that. But we've taken some of the money Minnesotans have already given us to spend it on the road and bridge infrastructure to make sure that we keep it up.